Marlo Masterson is a mother of six children, grandmother of five, wife to Kansas State Senator Ty Masterson, and care partner to her mother, who has Alzheimer's and lives with Marlo and her family. This busy woman shares her thoughts about spreading her love across all parts of her sandwich generation family.
My husband and I have six kids. They range in ages from 28 to 15. My mother lives with us, and she moved in about 11 years ago. It seemed like it came all of a sudden. She was having what they called a dementia episode. She kept driving up to the church to meet her bus tour she was going on, but it was always the wrong day, the wrong time. She did that three times in a matter of a few days. And this last time she called her OnStar, the fire department came, and she told them she was trapped in her car. She couldn't remember how to undo her buckle. Backtracking it, she had had a fall about 6 weeks prior and it struck her head and needed a few staples. And we seemed like that was taken care of and that was the only issue. But then when I got back and looked at things, she had stopped taking her medication and had been about 6 weeks of no meds. And so everything, her blood pressure and her blood sugar and everything was just not right. She is now beginning that journey of needing more care. And so about a year and a half ago, my brother and I made the decision to take the car. And so I'm her driver. Her friends have tried to help her ease into that transition by joking, I'm the free Uber and the best taxi. So I still try to help her stay involved in her church and friends activities that she's got and get her to her doctor's appointments.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
My mom has always been just, I would say, proper. And she's educated. She's got a master's degree. And she's a musician. She's played piano and has perfect pitch. She's great as a singer. But she, to describe her personality, so here recently, she had hired some house cleaners, but then mentioned to me she wasn't pleased with something, and she said, well, they must have washed my washcloth with my dark pants, and look at it's all faded. And I reminded her, Mom, they don't do your laundry. And she said, that's what I said. And she goes, I sent them a letter about that. And I went, oh, you did? And she goes, well, I didn't use any encouraging words. But, well, I guess she told them, huh? My sister-in-law was visiting with me, and she lost her mom about 2 years ago. And she just said, I think what you need to do is write down or say out loud, at least, where your limit is and when it's too much. And she said, if you've spoken it, if you've written it down, then other people can also hold you accountable so you don't keep moving that line backwards and maybe losing more of yourself or losing more time with your kids or grandkids because you're still caregiving. And so I wasn't sure what she meant when she first told me that, but I am seeing it more and more. We have decided this spring she'll probably be going to assisted living. We did find a great place because I think I'm ready to just be her daughter again.